May the Lord open our eyes to the tactics of the enemy that we can withstand him, dear heart dwellers. So much depends on this. I have been having just monumental problems with demons of distraction. Well, I didn't really see it as demons. I just saw it. All these things would barrage me that needed to be done. I'd be called here and called there. It would hit me that something has to be done, and that has to be done, and this has to be done. It just has been never-ending for 2 weeks, and I know that this is the enemy now. I just didn't quite know how to handle it. The Lord had asked me not to do something, and I did it anyway. It was a very little thing, but that's not the point. I reasoned in my own pride that it was okay to do, and I'm talking about something very tiny and small. But the point is, I could feel that I had grieved him, and that that was the wrong direction to go in. And so now I'm trying to recover myself and get back on track and not allow these things to take me off track anymore, because we're in a war right now and we're definitely under fire. The Lord has released tremendous graces to a lot of people all over the world, and the devil has come in to steal, kill, and destroy those graces and the missions and the destinies that we have. That's exactly what he's all about. And along with the graces the Lord's given, the demons have come to steal them. So I came into prayer really contrite and asking him to help me. And this is how he began. Jesus said, "You're being buffeted by demons of distraction. And this is a move that is occurring all over the earth. It is a campaign to sidetrack my people from following their destinies and the anointings I have distributed around the world. So, Lord, how do we handle this? First of all, cleave to obedience. Compromise opens the door for them. Second of all, pray against them. Confess your weakness to me. Ask to be forgiven and empowered to resist this evil force. Spirits of chaos and distraction, renounce them and make a firm resolution not to give in to them. Send them packing and ask me to protect you. Claire, your greatest protection is obedience. There is no power to move forward like obedience. I know what is needed, when, how much is needed, and how to motivate you. But if you do not obey my counsels to you in your heart, you end up being taken over by chaos and distraction. These are evil forces used even against Adam and Eve in the garden. But you do not have to be victims. You are overcomers. And I lay the path you are to take before you. You have only to obey and keep on obeying. Because if the enemy cannot cause you in the beginning to disobey, he waits for another time when you're not paying attention, and then leads you astray. So often it is the harmless little things that cause you to compromise in obedience. Oh, I'll just take care of that quickly and be right back, Lord. No, that's not how it works. When you give in to that voice to leave the place you were in out of obedience, you open the door and the enemy lines up more and more distractions to keep you from coming back. Don't you see this, my love? I do now, Lord. I do now. Well, this is not an easy lesson, and you tend to forget. And of course, you are getting assistance in forgetting from the enemy. And so far, he has succeeded with you every day for the past 2 weeks. Now is the time to put your foot down. Things you should have done are passing their time to do. And now you are behind in what I had planned for you. Dear ones, I cannot use a disobedient soul effectively. Obedience is the very hinge on which other things depend. Those who understand this and are brutally faithful, taking their will by force, making it behave, are the ones who reach the high calling. Those who compromise and put off obedience are the ones I must set aside for the mission I intended them to have. Please do not be one of these any longer. Do what is right, when it is right, and do not delay. Someone once said, delayed obedience is not obedience. And oh, how true that is. Now I do not want you mourning over this, but grabbing hold of the rope of grace, of obedience, and never letting it go. Obedience is your protection and guarantee of graces continually flowing and feeding those around you. Once you abandon obedience, you've abandoned all the benefits I could have given you had you stuck with it. This is a massive problem in your society because so many distractions present themselves and are laid at your feet as traps to ensnare you and frustrate my will for you. Pride is also behind this, giving in to your own wisdom instead of cleaving to my instruction. Satan brings down many this way. Please do not be another one of his victims. Rather, do violence to your will and follow steadfastly in my footsteps. This is how you will reach the high calling I have for you. The most direct path to pleasing me is obedience, which opens the windows of heaven, which pour forth graces on you and all those around you. Conquer your flesh with the power of obedience. And when you are lacking, cry out to me, O Lord, deliver me from evil. That is the evil of disobedience. The battle is raging, Claire, raging and raging. And after he said this, Ezekiel has been in a lot of pain for days in intercession, and we know exactly what it's all about, and it is intercession. And he just happened to get a beep on his phone, and he went to look and see what it was, and it talked about the problems that we're having with Obamacare, repealing it, and how the government is so divided. And Ezekiel asked the Lord, is this what I'm suffering for, Lord? And he opened the Bible promises to Holy Spirit. So there is a battle raging right now in our government as well, and it's very serious. It's so serious that some people are getting glimpses of the rapture and little tweets about the rapture. And I asked the Lord about it. He said, the battle is raging, Claire, raging, raging. Lord, please explain this to me. And these tweets about the rapture, are they relevant right now? What did I tell you earlier, my love? If enough people didn't pray, the wicked would get their way. I need more prayers, more sacrifices. People like the three in your group that are fighting for their lives are carrying tremendous burdens for this country. And there are more all around the world that do not know what their lives are being sacrificed for. In their minds, their spirits know, but not their intellects. Yes, I need more prayer. Yes, it is not looking good. Still, I do not anyone putting down their endeavors for me and sitting on the rooftops waiting. One thing I am doing with this channel is waking people up to their gifts to be used in my service. If you talk too much about doom and gloom, a certain hopelessness will set in, and I don't want that. Keep marching, soldiers. Keep marching. Let your obedience in following what is in your heart be a love offering to me for the world. Distractions are the number one way your missions will be frustrated, heart dwellers. Do not let this happen. Press in. Be resolute. Ignore the invitations to go another way. The devils are trying to set you up to give in to despair, frustration, and another mission under the guise of being a better choice. Ignore these invitations to digress. Hang on to your missions with all your might. You cannot go wrong by obeying me. The last two areas I am focusing on with you now are building with one hand and fighting with the sword in the other. This is a time like Nehemiah's. The enemy is at the door, in many cases even in your own household. but the enemies that will steal your destinies, if you allow it, can be overcome with simple obedience and refusing to think on your own, rather relying on me 100% and deferring to my wisdom, no matter what it looks like. So it is time to raise another standard of prayer, my dear ones. Fight, fight in the spirit for this country. Make your prayers heard on high. And at the same time, work your missions. Move forward with what I've given you to do. Do not drop it. Do not stop building. Do not stop obeying or expanding. Continue to carry on with what I've given you to do. And wield the sword of the Spirit against the enemies of this nation. And pray for this nation. In this way, your individual destiny and the destiny of this nation will succeed. Pray. I will crown you with success.